对。
好，那么下面请我们大家一道起立，我们来唱这两首诗歌。
Let's all rise and sing to him.
第一首诗歌133首。
The first one is number 133.
复活的圣子。
复活的圣子，荣耀归于你。你能不尊全的永远胜利，在阴天使下来，将幕子滚开，只见马不头巾，身躯也不在。圣主荣耀属于你，你一生不尊权得永远胜利。恩救主眼目如中来的主，将荣明月中主在很苦，我和我要泪流，但却也不哭。在我的光里，荣耀投于你，你也等我之前的永远胜利。命途我深情不移，我无救助同在，生命无疑，借助永恒爱，我的生有余，令我安度月旦，在天家安居。复活的圣主，荣耀属于你，你一生不自觉的永远胜利。
我们的主不单单是复活，而且他已经成为王了。
Our Lord not only has resurrected, but he has also has already been the king.
让我们一起用下面这首歌来庆贺他为君王。
Let's all celebrate his being the king with the next hymn.
天之骄傲 做万邦，到来敬拜颂扬，到来敬拜颂扬，尊贵荣耀都归羔羊。
是我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
这是你复活得胜的日子。
This is the day that you resurrected and you win over victory.
我们再次感谢你为了我们被钉十字架。
We thank you for being nailed on the cross for us.
借着你的宝血成就了神救赎的大功。
Through your blood, you accomplished the work of salvation.
主啊，你战胜了死亡和罪恶的权势。
Lord, you are victorious over death and sin.
让凡是信靠你的人在耶稣基督里都有活泼的盼望。
So that everybody who has believed in you has living hope.
让我们赞美你，因为你的复活让我们知道人类的历史是有方向、有意义、有目的的。
Lord, we thank you because of your resurrection. We understand that there is a meaning and there is a purpose of our life on this earth.
主啊，也赞美你，因为你的复活让我们对我们的生活充满了盼望。
Lord, we thank you because of your resurrection. We have living hope in our life.
不论我们生活当中遇到什么样的挑战和困难，我们知道我们所信的复活主是活着的。
Lord, no matter what kind of challenges and difficulties that we're facing, we understand and we know that you are a living hope.
所以我们知道，在我们教会有许多弟兄姐妹经历了各样的困难。
Lord, we know that a lot of brothers and sisters now are facing a lot of difficulties.
有许多人在面对找工作的压力。
A lot of people are facing pressures from looking for a job.
前面有许多未知数。
A lot of unknowns in front of them.
我们也想到我们的姐妹敏菲被诊断得了血癌。
We know that our sister Minfei is diagnosed with leukemia.
但是我们感谢赞美你。
But Lord, we still thank you and praise you.
因为你是已经复活得胜的主。
Because you have already resurrected and you have already won victory.
你住在我们的心中。
You live in our hearts.
让我们能够经历复活的大能。
So that we can experience the power of resurrection.
我们要感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you again.
因为你的复活让所有信你的人在主里面成为弟兄姐妹。
Because of your resurrection, we can become brothers and sisters in your kingdom.
我们在遇到困难的时候，我们可以彼此扶持。
So that we can establish one another when we face difficulty.
让我们能够用主的爱来彼此扶持。
So that we can help each other because of your love.
所以不论我们遇到的挑战有多大，
Therefore, no matter how big this challenge is,
我们都不灰心不丧胆。
We are not discouraged.
因为主知道主你与我们同在。
Because we know that you are with us.
所以我们也知道在这个世界上有各样的动乱。
Well, we know that there's a lot of unstable situations in this world.
我们经验到这一阵子在西藏那边有许多的冲突。
We know that there is a lot of conflict in Tibetan.
我们知道全世界都关心这样的事情。
The whole world is watching it.
所以但是我们真是知道至终带给人盼望的是在耶稣基督里的救恩。
Lord, we know that everybody is hoping for salvation in the Lord.
所以我们就是恳求你来怜悯施恩。
And we ask you to have mercy on them.
不论我们是来自什么样的地方，
no matter where we come from,
不论我们的政治立场是什么，
no matter what kind of political status that we hold,
是吧？让我们用你的眼睛，用你的眼光来看这个世界。
We ask you to help us so that we can look at this world through your own eyes.
让我们更多的把耶稣基督的爱给向周围的人分享。
So that we can share your love with the people around us.
所以我们也再次谢谢你设立教会在这个小城里面。
Lord, we thank you for establishing this church in this little town.
让我们在这边能够更多的来认识你。
So that we can know you more.
所以我们也求你继续赐给我们一个智慧的心。
We also ask you to give us wisdom.
让我们不只是在我们的生活当中能够更加的合主的心意。
So that not only are we become more like you in our life.
也让我们能够更多关怀我们周围的人。
We can love people around us more.
我们在学校的同学，我们在办公室里的同事。
Those who are co-working with us or our classmates.
我们的邻居。
Our neighbor.
我们的亲友。
Our relatives.
主啊，都求你赐给我们一个传福音的负担。
We ask you to give us the burden of spreading the gospel.
也赐给我们传福音的勇气。
Also give us courage.
让我们不以福音为耻，因为这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。我们把我们今天的聚会恭恭敬敬来仰望，让每一个在这里的人都能够经历到主你复活的大能。我们就这样子谦卑的仰望祷告。
We pray humbly before you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 请坐。
May be seated.
下面是起应经文的时间。
Now it's time for responsive reading.
那么我们把下面时间交给李月弟兄。
My brother 李月。
请翻开教会圣经新约部分387页。
Let's turn to the Bible, the Church's Bible, New Testament.
我起应三数节，请大家回应三数节。
As in the Book of Hebrews, Chapter 4, Verses 14 to Chapter 5, Verse 10.I'll be reading the even number verses, and the congregation will be reading the odd number verses.
希伯来书四章十四节。
Book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 14.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持守所承认的道。
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。他也曾受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得灵恤蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
凡从人间挑选的大祭司，是奉派一人办属神的事，为要献上礼物和赎罪祭。
他能体谅那愚昧的和迷失的人，因为他自己也是被软弱所困。
故此，他理当为百姓和自己献祭赎罪。
这大祭司的尊荣，没有人自取，唯要蒙神所召，像亚伦一样。
如此，基督也不是自取荣耀做大祭司，乃是在乎向他说。你是我的儿子，我今日生你的那一位。
就如经上又有一处说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那领救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚和能力。
他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的恩典，
并蒙神按着麦基洗德的等次称他为大祭司。
下面是收奉献的时间。
Now it's time for offering.
那么奉献是为基督徒所预备的。
Offering is prepared for Christians.
如果你还不是基督徒，或者说你不了解奉献意义，
If you're not yet a Christian or you do not understand the meaning of offering,
请不要勉强。
You don't have to do it.
那么在收奉献的时候，我们一起来唱这首诗歌460首。
At the same time, we'll sing a hymn together. It's number 460. Father, we thank you. We thank you for sending your one and only Son to us, so that we can be saved. You are nailed on the cross, so that as long as we believe in you, we can gain eternal life. Lord, we really thank you. Today, as we remember the Easter Sunday, we would like to once more make the dedication. We would like to rely on you firmly. We would like to follow you. We would like to offer the whole of us. We also would like to offer just a little bit of money to you. We're willing to love you. We are also willing to love others as we love ourselves. We would like to be a good witness for you, so that we can help others, more of those to know you. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Now it's time
for scripture reading.
那么今天要读的经文是在马太福音二十六章。
Today we're going to be reading the book of Matthew, chapter 26.
那么我来读，请弟兄姊妹来听。马太福音二十六章第三十六节，耶稣同门徒来到一个地方，名叫客西马尼，就对他们说：“你们坐在这里，等我到那边去祷告。”于是带着彼得和西比泰的两个儿子同去，却忧愁起来，极其难过，便对他们说：“我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。”他就稍往前走，俯伏在地，祷告说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”来到门徒那里，见他们睡着了，就对彼得说：“怎么样，你们不能同我警醒片刻吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。”第二次又去祷告说：“我父，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的意志成全。”又来见他们睡着了，因为他们的眼睛困倦。耶稣又离开他们去了。第三次祷告，说的话还是与先前一样。于是来到门徒那里，对他们说：“现在你们仍然睡觉安歇吧，时候到了，人子被卖在罪人手里了。起来，我们走吧。看了，卖我的人进了。”我们下面把时间交给牧师。
We'll give the time to pass the sheet.
很高兴看到很多弟兄姐妹们。
I'm really happy to see a lot of brothers and sisters here.
上个周末，有20多位弟兄姐妹参加香港团契的退休会。
Last weekend, there's over 20 people who went to the Hong Kong Fellowship Retreat.
过去两天也有20多位姐妹参加姐妹的定时祷告会。
The past 2 days, there's more than 20 sisters who went to the sisters' prayer and fasting.
也知道有一些学生利用春假的时候去转宣，有的到费城，有的到佛罗里达传福音。
We also know that a lot of brothers and sisters who actually went for a short-term mission during spring break, and some went to Philadelphia, some went to Los Angeles.
也很高兴在这个今年主耶稣复活的主日，我们看到有这么好的天气。
And we will be happy that God gave us a nice weather today for Easter Sunday.
求主加添我们心力，在未来几个月这个学年还没结束的时候，我们有一个很好的最后的冲刺。
We ask God to strengthen us so then for the remaining few months before the semester finishes, we can still work hard.
这个星期我有一天早上灵修的时候读到一篇文章。
This week, one day when I was doing my usual devotion time in the morning, I read an article.
讲的是一些救难人员所付的代价。
And it's talking about those lifeguards who have to pay prices.
他们要经过好几个月的严格训练。
They have to be going through training for several months.
要练习从直升机上跳入海中拯救生命濒临危险的人。
And they have to learn how to jump from the helicopter to the ocean to save people who are in the verge of dying.
虽然受过严格的训练。
Although they have gone through rigorous training.
在真正救人的时候，他们常常还是要冒着生命的危险。
When the real situation comes, they still risk their lives to save other people's lives.
有的时候天气很恶劣，他们跳入海里救人，自己有可能会要淹死。
So a lot of times the weather is not good, so then when they jump into the ocean to save others, they actually risk their own life.
有的时候他们自己也会因为失去体温太多而丧命。
And a lot of times it might be possible that they will lose their body temperature so much that they are on the verge of dying themselves.
危险这么大，代价这么高，为什么还有人愿意做救难人员呢？
It is so dangerous and they have to pay so much of a price. Why would still peoplebe willing to become lifeguards.
他们的一句座右铭提供了清楚的答案。
There's the answer from the motto of the of theirs.
说为的是让他人得生。
They said that so others may live.
另外，在这个Charles Dickens 的文学名著《双城记》大家我想读过。
In Charles Dickens' literature, which is called A Tale of Two Cities.
在那个故事的结尾，有一位叫做卡尔登的人偷偷的顶替另外一个人。
At the end of the story, the character Carton, he actually secretly replaced another person.
他自己走上断头台，为的是让另外一个人可以活。
And he went to receive an execution so that another person can live.
在卡尔登面对死亡的时候，给他力量的是主耶稣基督的话。
When Carton faced death.What gave him strength was a word from Jesus.
复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies.
无论是救难人员或者是狄更斯小说中的卡尔登，他们所相信的理念都是根基于主耶稣基督伟大崇高的榜样。
So, whether that's lifeguards or the character in Charles Dickens' literature, what they believe in is this great model that's portrayed by Jesus Christ.
他死是为了让人得生。
He died so that other people may live.
没有人喜欢死。
Nobody likes to die.
但是为了一个更美、更崇高的价值，救难人员和卡尔登愿意像耶稣一样献上自己的生命。
However, for an even higher and greater purpose, these lifeguards and Carton, they are willing to die so that other people can live.
没有人在面对死亡的时候真的是毫无畏惧的。
Nobody faces no fear when they face death.
但是因着透过信心所得到的确据，他们挣开了惧怕的捆绑，而选择视死如归。
However, because they have faith and they have the promise from God, they are not bounded by the fear of death then they face no fear when they face them.
今天是复活节。
Today is Easter Sunday.
是我们纪念庆祝主耶稣复活得胜的日子。
It's the day that we celebrate God's victory over death.
在往年的复活节，我们崇拜的时候所用的经文，多半是记在主耶稣复活之后的经文。
So in the past Easter Sundays, the verses that we used to be the verses that is recording God's resurrection.
而今天我希望带大家一同看的却是主耶稣被钉十字架之前的一段经文。
However, today I would like to share the verses that's describing the events that's happening before Jesus was crucified.
我想和大家一同思想的是一个非常根本的属灵真理。
So today, I would like to lead everybody to meditate on the a spiritual truth, which is very basic.
就是如果没有十字架，就没有得胜的荣耀。
That is, if there is no cross, there is no glory of victory.
如果没有死亡，就没有复活。
That is, if there is no death, there is no resurrection.
有些人以为耶稣既然 是神，他又知道死了之后，第三天必然从死里复活，所以死亡对耶稣来讲，可能是没什么大不了的事。
Some people think that, well, Jesus is God, and he knows that he's going to resurrect after the third day, so it's not a big deal for him.
但是如果我们细心的来读一读圣经，就知道那样的想法是完全与事实不合的。
However, if we read the Bible carefully, we'll know that this kind of hypothesis is completely opposite to the truth.
在我们刚刚读的经文里面，我们看到耶稣在即将被卖之前的那一夜，是经过极大的挣扎和痛苦。
And in the scripture that we read today, we see that the night before he was betrayed, he actually went through a lot of struggles and a lot of pain.
对他来说，被钉十字架绝对不是一件不痛不痒的事。
So for him, to be nailed on the cross is not something that doesn't matter at all.
所以如果你有圣经的话，再次打开马太福音第二十六章。
So let's turn to our Bible again to Book of Matthew, chapter 26.
我们仔细来看看圣经的记载。
So let's read carefully what the Bible says.
在马太福音二十六章三十七节，圣经说耶稣忧愁起来，极其难过。
In chapter 26, verse 37, it says, he began to be sorrowful and troubled.
38节，耶稣他自己说，他心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。
Verse 38 says, Jesus said that my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death.
马可福音和路加福音记载同一件事情的时候，还用了惊恐起来，还有极其伤痛这两个形容词。
And the book of Mark and the book of Luke, when they record the same thing, they use the term as deeply distressed and in anguish to describe the event.
由此可以看到，在面对死亡的时候，耶稣同样也有这些非常强烈的情绪，心中也有巨大的挣扎。
From here we can see that when Jesus faced death, he also has a lot of struggles in his emotion, and he also has just very strong emotion.
当然有一些问题是值得问一下。
And there are some questions that's worth our asking.
为什么耶稣在被卖之前的那夜会这么忧伤痛苦，有这么大的挣扎？
Why is that the night before Jesus was betrayed, he would be so sorrowful and so distressed?
如果神要彰显他的大能，为什么不让我们看到的耶稣是一个哇心中一片平静的？
Why is it that if God wants to reveal his great power, why don't we get to see Jesus who at that time was being very peaceful?
哇，像这个我们中国历史上的诸葛亮，敌人都攻到城墙下了，他还坐在那里拿个扇子摇啊摇的。
Just like the counselor Chu, he was a wise man of the Emperor Lu in the Chinese history. Then when he faced enemies who was right at the gate of the city, he was still sitting there and waving his fan.
或者说为什么神后来不安排耶稣来个刀枪不入，别人怎么砍他怎么刺他都没有用。
Or why can't God make Jesus like bulletproof kind of person so nobody how people...pick him and you know tell him that he was still going to be fine.
我们中国武侠小说的那些大师或者西方的这个 Superman 不都是用这样子非常神奇的方式来显示他们的勇猛刚强吗？
So those masters in the Chinese Kung Fu novels or in Western culture like Superman, aren't they the same way, they are always showing that they are bulletproof, they can never be killed.
为什么神让我们看到的耶稣是在被鞭打的时候会血流淋淋？
Why is that God let us see that when Jesus was whipped, he would bleed?
会遍体鳞伤。
He would have wounds all over his body.
他在走向各个他的时候，他身体会不知倒地。
Why is that on his way to Calvary, he would be so weak that he actually fainted?
为什么他在十字架上身体是如此的软弱？
Why was he so weak on the cross?
为什么他会喉咙干渴喘不过气？
Why was he being so thirsty and he wasn't able to breathe?
最后还比另外两个同定的犯人先断气。
And he even died before the other two who were also on the cross.
在我们的观念中，这些都是软弱的表现，不是刚强的表现。
In our understanding, these are show a sign of weakness. They are not signs of strength.
难道耶稣是故意演一出软弱的戏给世人看，让人觉得他好可怜，他的爱好伟大，好令人感动，是这样吗？
Is it that Jesus purposely wanted to show that he's weak so that people have pity on him and feel sorry for him?
虽然从救赎的道理来看，我们明白耶稣是非死不可。
Although from the meaning of salvation, we understand that Jesus has to go through death.
但是有人可能还是会好奇，如果耶稣没有这些软弱挣扎的表现，岂不是会更加的彰显神的大能，带来更大的荣耀吗？
But however, some people still will wonder that if Jesus does not show all these struggles and the weakness, wouldn't that make him look more mighty?
到底耶稣在克西马利园的这样子的痛苦挣扎，这个祷告对今天的我们有什么意义？
So we have to meditate on the meaning of Jesus being in the Gethsemane and his prayers, his struggles, his pain. And what kind of meaning does that bring to us today?
我想起码有一件事情是非常实际，非常可能在我们日常生活当中可以应用到的。
I think at least one thing is really realistic and practical that we can apply in our daily life.
我想我们在座的每一个人都愿意相信神。
I believe that every single one of us here are willing to believe in God.
但是常常我们所祷告的得胜是那种不需要经过征战就可以轻易得来的胜利。
However, the victory that we always pray for is the kind of victory that does not have to go through struggle.
我们所求的荣耀是那些不需要经过十字架就可以得的荣耀。
The kind of glory that we ask for is the kind of glory that does not need to go through the cross.
而耶稣在克西马利园的经历告诉我们一个很重要的属灵原则。
However, the experience that Jesus had in the Garden of Gethsemane gave us a very basic spiritual principle.
就是神所要彰显的能力不是让我们刀枪不入。
That is the kind of power that God is giving to us is not the kind that's making us bulletproof.
也不是让我们在遇到困难的时候会不痛不痒。
And it also is not the kind of power that we're going to have so that when we face difficulty, we feel like it's no big deal.
而是再怎么痛，再怎么怕，还能够倚靠神坚持下去。
However, it is when we face difficulties, no matter how difficult it is or how painful it is, we are able to persist and go through.
等一下我们会回头再来谈这个原则。
In the short moment, we're going to come back and talk about it more.
现在只希望大家清楚知道的是，在即将被卖、被钉十字架之前的那一夜，耶稣有极大的忧愁、伤痛、惊恐。
At this point, I would like everybody to understand that when Jesus was facing betrayal and being nailed on the cross, he has to go through the feelings of being sorrowful, being anguished, and being distressed.
这些痛苦的感受都是真实的。
All these painful feelings are real.
跟我们的感受一样。
The same kind of feelings that we go through.
很明显，在十字架和死亡的时刻就即将来到的时候，耶稣也感到害怕。
And obviously we can see that when Jesus faced the time when he was going to be nailed on the cross, he is afraid.
他心中在想，不知道天父上帝是不是可以有一个不一样的安排。
And he was also thinking that maybe Heavenly Father would be able to make some other kind of arrangement.
是不是可以让他不需要经过这个痛苦的过程。
So that he doesn't have to go through such kind of a painful process.
我们知道这个痛苦不只是肉身的痛苦。
We know this kind of pain is not just pain the physical pain.
而是在十字架上，他将要承担所有世人的罪。
And it is the kind of pain that he has to experience on the cross, and he has to shoulder everybody's sin.
要承担一切的肮脏污秽。
And he has to take up all these filthiness of this world.
而且因为这些污秽，他要经历与全然圣洁的神隔绝的痛苦。
And furthermore, it was because of this filthiness, he has to experience that kind of separation, that he's separate from the holy God.
而这种痛苦是他从来没有经历过的。
And this kind of pain is something that he has never experienced before.
是他想到也会有莫名的恐惧的。
Therefore, just on the thought of it, he was afraid already.
那么在这么大的挣扎过程当中，耶稣是怎么样面对他的选择呢？
During this kind of a struggle, how does he face choices?
我想在这段经文当中，大家最熟悉、最有名的一句话就出现在39节。
I think in the verses that we read, the one that is most familiar to us is on verse 39.
耶稣向父神祷告说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”
He said, "My Father, if it is possible.May this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will."
耶稣很诚实地表示他自己的意愿是希望能够不要喝钉十字架这个苦杯。
So Jesus was honest in saying that according to his own will, he did not want to drink this cup.
但是他知道这样的祷告有可能与神的旨意相符合，也有可能与神的旨意相冲突。
But he knew that his prayer might be the same as God's will, or it might be the opposite of God's will.
所以最终来说，耶稣所面对的选择不是他选这条路对他比较好，还是那条路对他比较好，而是当天父的意志和他的自己的意志有冲突的时候，他是选择顺服天父的意志呢，还是选择不顺服？
Ultimately, the choices that Jesus faced was not whether this is better than that for him. It was really when his will is in conflict with God's will, whether he chooses to be obedient to God or to be disobedient to God.
我们自己在日常生活当中，因着一些事情心中有挣扎的时候。
So when in our lives, when we face things that causes struggle in our heart,
仔细想想，不论让我们挣扎的事情究竟是什么，我们所面对的选择从本质来说都是一样的。
So we have to think carefully. No matter what kind of trouble or conflict that we're facing, the problem is all the same.
就是到底是照着神的意思呢？还是照着我们自己的意思。
So we have to think about if we're choosing according to God's will or we're choosing according to our will.
当然有一些选择看起来是不牵涉到什么是非善恶的。
A lot of times those choices are benign.
比如说有的人同时拿到两三所学校的入学许可，或是同时拿到两三家公司的工作，一时之间不知道选哪一个是好，这好像不牵涉到什么是非善恶。
So a lot of times you probably receive admissions to several schools, or you get several job offers from different companies, and it looks like nothing is better morally or worse.
那我会同意，的确在有些情形之下，在神的眼中，有可能不论是哪一个选择都好。
And I agree that in a lot of cases, actually it doesn't matter which one you choose, because in God's eyes, they're equally good.
就好像你早上起来，神不太会在乎你早上起来，穿袜子先穿左脚还是先穿右脚一样。
And just like what I believe that God probably doesn't really care when you wake up and you're wearing socks, whether you wear the left foot first or the right foot first.
但是即使是像拿到两三家公司工作的这种情形。
However, even in the kind of situation, just like what we said, when you receive a few job offers from different companies,
我们都值得问问自己。
And it's worth for us to ask ourselves,
我愿不愿意认真寻求神的旨意？
Am I willing to seek and ask for God's will?
我愿不愿意让神有绝对的主权来决定？
And am I willing to let God to have the ultimate authority to decide for me?
我真的是有好几次经验，是有人同时拿到好几份很好的工作的时候找我谈，希望听听我的意见。
And I have a lot of experiences in the past that when people receive several offers, from different companies, they came to me and asked for my opinion.
那如果你曾经跟我交谈过的话，你就知道，在一般情形之下，我是不会随便给别人建议的。
If you have spoken to me personally, you know that in this kind of situation, I do not tell you the answer right away.
我多半是透过问对方几个问题，让他帮助他认真思想。
So most of the time, I will ask you questions and to help you to think through.
让他思想到底这个选择难在哪里。
So you can think about why is it so difficult to choose.
他们在这个过程当中，他们渐渐清楚地看到自己最在乎的是什么。
So a lot of times during this kind of practice, they begin to understand and realize what they value the most.
有的时候他们开始意识到自己的喜好和神的旨意是有一些冲突的。
So they may begin to realize that there are some conflicts between their interest and God's interest.
问题是在你有这样子的意识之后，你怎么做选择？
The problem is when you realize that, how do you make a choice?
那才是真正挣扎的开始。
And that's when you actually start to struggle.
其实在生活当中绝大多数会让我们挣扎的事情是非善恶都是很清楚的。
Indeed, in our lives, most of the things that when we face a struggle, we can see very clearly whether it's good or not good.
比如一些基督徒在生活当中出现一些状况主日挣扎犹豫要不要来教会。
For example, for some Christians, in their lives, there might be situations that come up to cause them to struggle to consider whether to come to church for worship or not.
难不是难在怎么知道神的旨意，而是在于愿不愿意顺服。
So the difficulty is not in whether you know God's will or not. It's more of are you willing to obey.
经济上出现一些状况，是不是收入的一部分还要拿出来奉献？
When your financial situation is difficult, are you still willing to offer?
难也不是难在不清楚神的旨意。
So the problem is not that you do not know God's will,
而是难在需要凭信心去顺服。
And the problem is that you need to obey by faith.
实际上我们很多人常常太想照着自己的喜好去做了。
In reality, a lot of people actually love their interests so much.
所以就特别不愿意去寻求神的旨意。
So they purposely not to ask for God's will.
就跟小孩子预料到的去问爸妈某一件事，爸妈一定不会答应的。
It's just like children, they know that if they ask for certain things, the parents will not say yes.
所以他们就干脆不要去问。
So they rather just not ask.
所以你讲这样子，我又可以照着我自己想要的去做，后来被骂罪还小一点。
So they think that, well, then I can just do whatever I like, and if I got caught, you know, there's not the problem's not as bad.
其实我们会有这些想法，都显出。我们不顺服。
So if we have this kind of thought, that's showing that there is disobedience in us.
每个人都想要得神的祝福。
Everybody wants to be blessed by God.
但是一牵涉到神的意思和我们想要的有冲突的时候，我们就不把神当神了。
However, when we come up, when the situation comes up that where God's will is in conflict with our will, we do not regard God as God.
我们都想要有得胜的荣耀，但是我们都不愿意背十字架。
Everybody wants to have glory of victory. However, not everybody is willing to carry the cross.
我们都羡慕经历神复活的大能，但是我们不愿意经过死亡的过程。
Everybody wants to have the power of resurrection. However, not everybody is willing to go through the process of death.
但是我们要知道，每一次我们意识到自己的喜好与神的意思相冲突的时候，都是一个我们可以经历神复活大能的机会。
However, we have to realize that every time our interest comes in conflict with God's will, it is the opportunity for us to experience God's power.
只是如果你真想要经历到神复活的大能的话，你必须要先肯死。
However, if you really want to experience the power of resurrection, you have to be willing to die first.
像是我们那些很想去抓的东西死。
So we have to die from everything that we want to grasp.
像那些我们割舍不下的东西死。
We have to die from things that we're not willing to give up.
像那些让我们忧虑害怕的东西死。
We have to die from the things that cause us distress and sorrow.
总而言之，我们要肯舍弃自己的意思。
In essence, we have to be willing to sacrifice.
把自己生命的主权真正的交出去，让神真正的做主。
So that we are willing completely, willing to let God be the authority of our life.
当然，如果有一件事情会让我们挣扎的话，要向着这些事情死，当然不容易。
Of course, if we're facing something that causes great struggle in our hearts, And we know that it's very difficult to die from these things.
但是从本质来说，我们所面对的选择就是这么简单的一件事。
However, the fundamental problem is that it's very simple.
是选择照神的意思呢，还是照自己的意思？
That is whether we choose to go according to God's will or we choose according to our own will.
是选择凭信心顺服神呢，还是凭眼见走一条容易走的路？
And do we choose by faith?And to be obedient to God, or we choose by what we see in our eyes.
耶稣在客西马尼园所做的选择，不只是为我们树立了一个顺服的榜样。
So what Jesus did and his choice in Gethsemane is not only a great model of obedience.
也是我们信心的一个激励。
He also is encouragement to our faith.
让我们知道有顺服就有得胜。
So that we know that.Whenever we obey, we are going to be victorious.
肯背十字架就会带进荣耀。
If we're willing to carry the cross, we are going to face to gain glory.
我们既然已经凭着信心接受耶稣做我们的救主。
We already accept Jesus to be the Lord of our lives according to faith.
就让我们凭着信心一辈子跟着他的脚中行。
So let us, according to faith, we follow him for our whole life.
不用每次遇到挣扎，最后我们都还是照着自己的意志行。
So that we do not always choose according to our own will whenever we face problems.
因为这样子做会让我们空挂着一个基督徒的名。
Because if we do that, we are just a nominal Christian.
似乎一点都没有成长。
We have no growth.
一点都不像基督。
We're not like Christ.
这样子做基督徒岂不是自欺欺人吗？
When we are being this kind of Christians, we are really lying to ourselves and people around us.
当然，既然是挣扎，就自然不是一件容易得胜的事情。
And once again, if there is a struggle, it's something that's difficult to do.
我们看到，连耶稣在客西马尼园都经过极大的征战。
And we can see that even Jesus, he had to go through great battle.
那么耶稣是怎么样得胜的呢？
How does he win victory?
圣经的记载当中，我们看到很清楚的答案就是祷告。
In the Bible, you can see the answer very clearly, and that is prayer.
他意识到心中有挣扎，他就是来到神面前祷告。
So whenever he knows that there's struggle in his heart, he comes to God and he prays.
但这个征战相当的激烈。
However, this battle is very fierce.
所以耶稣祷告了好一阵子，回来之后还觉得不行，又回去祷告。
So he prayed for a long while and he came back and then he didn't think there was enough, so he went again.
第二次祷告回来之后又觉得还不够，就又回去祷告。
And after he prayed a second time, he still didn't think that was enough, so he prayed again.
圣经说他三次祷告的内容并没有什么差别。
In the Bible, it says that the three prayers are pretty much the same.
都是同样的先问天父有没有可能将这杯撤去。
And they're all asking God to see if it's possible to remove the cup from him.
但后来总是再次坚定顺服神的决心，对人说：“然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”
However, towards the end, he always said that he is willing to obey God's will. So then he said.Not as I will, but as you will.
耶稣三次做同样的祷告，一方面让我们看到这个征战的激烈。
So Jesus prayed three times the same way. We can see that how difficult this battle is.
另一方面，耶稣回到门徒那里的目的是希望他们也能够与他一同祷告。
And the other side, on the other hand, Jesus came back to his disciples, and he wanted his disciples to pray with him.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们遇到一些挣扎的时候，我们应该也要找一些人来为我们祷告。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we face difficulties and struggles, we also need prayers from our fellow brothers and sisters.
连主耶稣他都将心中真实的感受告诉三位与他最亲近的门徒。
Because Jesus also did that, and then he told his struggles to the three disciples that were closest to him.
耶稣都请他的门徒与他一同警醒。
So Jesus asked his disciples to watch with him.
我们心中有软弱的时候，岂不是也应该谦卑的找人来与我们一同守望祷告吗？
Therefore, when there is a weakness in our hearts, and we supposed to also ask for fellow brothers and sisters to pray with us.
我倒不认为说每一件个人的事情，我们一定要让教会所有的人都知道。
And of course, I do not believe that we have to make our personal issues known to the whole church all the time.
我的意思是在有需要的时候，我们要学会 去找一些肯认真祷告的人，请他们为我们守望。
Well, what I meant was when it's necessary, we have to learn to invite and look for those who are willing and able to pray earnestly for us.
起码在一个个的基督徒的团契当中，我们应该要建立这样在灵里面有深交的关系。
And at the very least, in every single one of our fellowships, we have to establish this kind of close relationship.
我们要愿意为别人祷告，去关心别人。
We have to be willing to care for one another and pray for one another.
我们也需要学习谦卑的让别人来关心我们，来为我们祷告。
And we also have to learn to humble ourselves and to let other people care for us and pray for us.
当然，很遗憾的是，在科西玛尼园，我们在门徒身上看到的是失败的榜样。
However, we can see that in Gethsemane, what we see in the disciples are examples of failure.
耶稣几次请求他们与他一同警醒祷告。
Jesus several times asked them to pray with him.
他们却灵里迟钝，身体软弱，各个昏睡不醒。
They are slow in spirit and they are weak physically and they are all falling asleep.
同时我们也看到守望祷告不是一件容易的事情，也是一个很大的征战。
From here we can see that to be able to pray for others is not easy either. It's a lot of struggle as well.
今天很多教会、很多团契都有同样的现象。
In today's church and fellowships, we can see the same phenomenon.
一大堆成员的灵命不长进，长久没有突破。
A lot of members, they do not have growth in their spirit.
但是带领教会、带领团契的同工却只是热衷于办活动。
And co-workers in church or fellowships,They only know how to make activities.
却不热衷于祷告。
They're not fervent in their prayers.
只是在那花心思，想用人的方法把气氛炒起来。
So they try every means to make it make a good atmosphere for the activity.
却没有看到生命的改变需要弟兄姐妹花时间祷告。
And they do not see that in order for life to be changed, they have to pray.
无论是慕道朋友从不信主到信主。
Whether it's a pray for a non-believer to become a believer,
或者基督徒信主之后信心的成长
or to help a brother or sister to grow in their faith,
关键都是在于基督徒的祷告
and the key is in prayer,
而且是付代价的祷告
and the prayer with the price.
实在是求主怜悯我们
we ask God to have mercy on us.
让我们教会的基督徒，尤其是做同工的，不要在灵里沉睡
so that the Christians in our church, especially co-workers.Do not fall asleep in their spirit.
如果我们希望我们团契里的基督徒一个个都愿意登起十字架走十字架的道路
If we want to see Christians in our church, to be willing to carry the cross and walk the path of the cross.
让我们自己先起来为他们祷告，为他们守望，为他们征战
So that we should all rise and pray for them, watch for them, and battle with them.
耶稣在克西马尼园。是何等的孤单。
We can see how lonely Jesus was in Gethsemane.
他的门徒都软弱昏睡。
His disciples all fell asleep.
但是耶稣自己依然坚持下去，继续祷告。
But Jesus, he persisted, and then he continued to pray.
他的祷告是迫切激烈的征战。
His prayer is a fierce battle.
马太福音和马可福音说他是俯伏在地祷告。
The book of Matthew and Mark said that he fell with his face.To the ground and pray.
路加福音说他祷告恳切到一个地步，他的汗珠如大雪点滴在地上。
In the book of Luke, it says that he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling on the ground.
他祷告的时候，还有一位天使从天上显现来加添他的力量。
And when he prayed, an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him.
这些都让我们看到这个祷告是多么大的征战。
All these showed us how big this battle is when he prayed.
弟兄姐妹啊，你相信这样征战的祷告吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you believe in this kind of battle prayer?
你曾经如此恳切的付代价的祷告吗
？Have you ever prayed so earnestly and paid price for prayer?
你有过像耶稣一样借着祷告把生命的主权完全交出来给天父吗
？Have you been praying like Jesus did to be willing to pray and give up the authority of your life to God?
我们过去两天有姐妹们的进食祷告。
In the past 2 days, there are sisters fasting a prayer retreat.
再过两个礼拜有弟兄的进食祷告。
In 2 weeks, there is a such kind of retreat for brothers.
我知道很多人第一次参加进食祷告的时候会经历到这样的征战。
I know for many people when they come to this kind of retreat, the first time, they would go through struggles like this.
特别我们是允许一些人啊，你还是可以带点东西，吃的东西在身上。
Especially we actually officially allow people to bring food with them if they need to.
有的人会犹豫，到底要吃还是不要吃。
So some people will go through struggle and think wonder whether they should eat or not eat.
我想我们这些事情都是让我们操练来学习。
I think these things are for us to exercise our faith.
我曾经亲眼见过一些基督徒，虽然心中有很大的挣扎，最后却愿意凭着信心顺服主。
I have personally experienced and saw brothers and sisters who went through big struggles, but still eventually chose to be obedient by faith.
其中包括有人愿意鼓起勇气，为着过去的事情。去向别人当面道歉。
That includes people who brave themselves and to apologize to people face to face for things that he's done before.
他曾经有一位同工在征得我的同意之后，他在教会公开的向所有会众道歉，恳请大家的原谅。
And there even has been a coworker who has talked to me first, and then he actually publicly in church.To apologize to every single member in the church.
曾经有一位姐妹，她与合伙做生意的人发生冲突。
Once there was a sister who had a conflict with a business partner.
她跟我们在一起祷告之后，她愿意宁可在金钱上平白的受很大的损失，而不做任何有失基督徒见证的事情。
She had a lot of prayers with us, and then she decided to let go of a lot of financial loss.So that she does not do something that's not of good witness for God.
我曾经跟大家提过，我认识一位做房地产经纪人的弟兄。
And I have also mentioned to you before that I knew of a brother who used to be a real estate agent.
他在信主之后，明白主日聚会的重要。
And after he came to know Christ, he understand the importance of Sunday worship.
他虽然有挣扎，最后凭信心把主日聚会的时间完全空出来给神。
So he went through struggles. However, he decided to set aside his Sunday morning for God.
原本以为他的业绩、他的收入会大大的下跌。
So that he wouldn't work at that time, and he thought that his business will go down.
谁知道他把神放在第一之后，神祝福他。
However, he didn't know that actually when he put God first.God actually blessed him greatly.
找他买卖房子的人反而大大的增加。
And then we saw that more and more people actually look for him to show them houses.
我们讲国语的团契常常唱喜欢唱一首诗歌，常常喜乐。
There's a Chinese hymn and called Rejoice Always.
就是这位弟兄他的太太后来写的。
And this was actually written by the brother's wife.
还曾经有一位太太同时拿到两份工作。
And once there was a wife who got two job offers.
一个是去一所很好的学校当教授。
And one of them is to be a professor in a very good school.
另外一个工作比较没有什么挑战性，是到一个国家实验室去做研究。
And another job offer is not as challenging, and that is to be doing research in a national laboratory.
他心中当然有很强烈的意愿去到那所名校当教授。
And according to her own interest, she would like to go to this famous school to become a professor.
但是去国家实验室对他先生将来找工作是比较好的选择。
However, she chose to go to the national laboratory to work. It is a better choice for her husband.So that he can find a job easier.
他们夫妇找我长谈了一个晚上。
And the couple came to me and we talked for a long night.
最后在祷告之后，太太忍痛做了顺服主的决定。
So after prayers, the wife decided to sacrifice and to obey God.
过了半年多之后，她写信来告诉我，她多么感谢主，她做了顺服主的决定。
So after half a year of her making the decision, she wrote to me and she said that howShe was really grateful for being able to make a decision that's obedient to God.
还有一位学生曾经跟我分享他的一个经验。
There was also once another student who shared his experience with me.
他在还没有毕业之前七八个月就已经有一个公司给他一份很好的工作。
And that he got a job offer about 8 months before he was to graduate.
他也很有兴趣去
做。And he was very interested in that job.
那时候他的父母希望他继续读研究所，而他自己没有太大的意愿。
At that time, his parents actually wanted him to go into graduate school. However, he was not very interested.
不过在假期当中安静祷告之后，他决定还是也申请一下研究所。
However, he thought about it over the holidays, and then he decided that he would apply to graduate school.
他送出申请之后，他就感觉有越来越强烈的意愿希望留在学校继续读书。
So after he sent out the applications, he started to feel more and more strongly that he wanted to stay at school and go into graduate school.
那我知道他书读的不错，他三年就可以大学毕业。
I knew that he does very well at school and he actually graduated in 3 years.
但是很奇怪的是，这个申请结果应该出来的时候，他却迟迟没有消息。
However, when it comes to about the time of the school to send out admission letters, he got no letters.
有的别的同学申请都已经收到录取通知了，他却没有接到通知。
So a lot of his classmates actually have gotten admission letters already, but he just didn't get any.
那他送了 email 去询问，收到的回应说，我们第二天下午五点会给你一个答复。
So he sent an email to ask, and then he got a reply saying that they will give him an answer the next day, 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
那天他看到那封 email 之后，心情非常的复杂。
So that day when he received that email, he was having a lot of struggle.
他就开始来到神面前迫切的祷告。
He came to God and he prayed fervently.
他后来对我说，他这辈子从来没有祷告的这么久，这么认真。
And later he told me that he had never prayed so long and so seriously before.
但在长久的祷告当中，他很诚实的省察自己。
During that long prayer, he was serious and he like looking examining himself.
他发现自己太在乎整件事情的结果，在乎到几乎是非要不可的地步。
And he realized that he actually cared for the result of this entire process too much, and so much that he feel like he had to get it.
在祷告当中，他被神提醒。他就开始调整自己的态度。
So he went after he was reminded in the prayer, he started to readjust his attitude.
他最后愿意对神这样子祷告说。
At the end, he was willing to tell God.
好主啊，无论你是否照我所求的给我研究所的入学许可，我都愿意继续爱主侍奉主。
And he said that, Lord, no matter whether or not you gave me admission to the schools according like just like what I like.I still would like to love you and serve you.
因为进研究所固然是我所想要的，却不是我生命当中最重要、非有不可的事。
Because going to graduate school might be something that I really, really want, but it's not something that is most important. That's something that I have to have.
唯有你是我的主，唯有你是我不能没有的。
Only you are my Lord. Only you are something that I cannot not to have, can afford not to have.
在这样长时间的祷告之后，他的挣扎结束了。
So after this long prayer, his struggle is gone.
虽然申请学校的结果还没出来，他的心先得到了释放。
Although he still did not have the answer from the school, but he was liberated already.
他不再感到压力和捆绑。
He was not bonded and he does not feel any pressure.
因为他已经交托出去。
Because he already gave himself up.
心中就有了平安和喜乐。
He has peace and joy.
后来那天的五点钟到了。
The next day, five o'clock comes.
通知果然来了。
The answer came also.
他被录取了。
He was admitted.
他跟我分享的时候对我说，他最感谢神的不是被录取这个结果。
So when he shared with me about this experience, he said that what he thanked God the most is notthe fact that he was admitted to the school.
而是因为这件事情有这么奇怪的发展，让他先来到神的面前。
It was really the entire process itself to bring him be able to come to God first.
通过这么长时间的祷告，他把生命当中的一些优先次序重新彻底的想清楚。
So that he would have a long prayer with God, and he would be able to reorganize priorities in his life.
我对他说感谢主。
I said to him, I praise Lord.
他经历了亚伯拉罕献以撒的考验。
Because he went through the same kind of a trial that Abraham experienced by offering Isaac.
他也经历了耶稣在客西马尼园的试炼。
He also experienced the kind of a trial that Jesus experienced in Gethsemane.
虽然最后的结果是跟原先预期的一样，拿到研究所的入学许可。
Although the end result is the same, he still get admission to school.
但是他把主权交出去了。
But he gave out the authorities already.
他打从心里对神说：“不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”
From the bottom of his heart, he said to God, "Yet not."As I will, but as you will.
所以我相信他以后读研究所的时候心态不一样了。
Therefore, his attitude of studying is different when he was at graduate school.
功课不会成为他的主。
So the studies will not be the Lord of his life.
成绩不会成为他的主。
The GPA will not be the Lord of his life.
压力、忧虑、害怕不会成为他的主。
The pressures, stress, or fear will not become Lord of his life.
因为他在这件事上已经学会了，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Because through this entire experience, he learned that to do it not as I will, but as you will.
弟兄姐妹们，这些都是基督徒在生活当中可以经历死里复活的一些小小的实例。
Brothers and sisters.These are realistic experiences that we can experience.
是我们可以把耶稣基督在客西马尼园的经历应用到我们每天生活的一个基本的原则。
That is also how we can apply the experience that Jesus had in Gethsemane into our daily life.
求主帮助我们都成为真正信耶稣的人。
We ask God to help us so that we can become true believers.
让我们都羡慕真正经历到他复活的大能。
So that we can all long for experiencing the power of his resurrection.
让我们每个团契，让我们教会成为一个充满神荣耀见证的教会。
So that every fellowship and every person in our church can experience the glory of his resurrection.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
也许我们来到神的面前，我们心先安静，我们自己有一些省察。
Let's quiet our hearts.Before the Lord and to examine ourselves first.
是不是我们自己在生活当中，我们也活在一些忧虑、害怕之下？
Is it true that in our own life, we also live in fear?
因为我们没有信心向这些事情死，我们就成为这些事情的奴仆。
Because we don't have the faith to be willing to die from these things.So we become slaves of these situations.
所以说在客西马尼园的祷告对你有什么意义？
Does the prayer of Jesus in Gethsemane bring any meaning to your life?
让我们纪念主耶稣复活的这个主日，你相信复活的大能吗？
And Easter Sunday when we celebrate God's resurrection,
我们
you ask yourself if you believe in resurrection.
我们每个人自己在神面前有一些祷告的时间，我们重新在神面前立志。
Let's spend some time to pray to God and to rededicate ourselves to God.
所以我们求你帮助我们成为真正跟随你的人。
Lord, we ask you to help us so that we can become your true follower.
让我们不会被生活当中的难处、各样的难处来捆绑。
So that we're not bounded by all the difficulties in our life.
让我们不会成为一些忧虑、害怕的事情的奴仆。
So that we're not, we do not become slaves of all these worries and fears.
所以求主帮助我们能够坚定地跟随你。
We ask you to help us so that we can follow you firmly.
即使前面有十字架，我们仍愿意凭着信心来跟随主。
There might be crosses that we have to carry, but we still follow you by faith.
让我们在这个奔跑天路的路上，因着信心，我们的信心是一天比一天更加的活泼有力。
We ask you to help us so that when we walk the heavenly path.We, our hope is more and more likely every day.
让我们亲身经历你复活的大能。
So that you help us to experience personally the power of your resurrection.
让我们走这条天路就越来越兴奋，越来越喜乐。
So that we're more and more excited and more, have more and more joy as we walk the heavenly walk.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn together.
靠主膀臂。
Leaning on the everlasting arms.
我们第一次，我们用英文来唱哈。
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arm. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arm. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all harm. Leaning, leaning.Leaning on the everlasting arm,
我们要起立，用你习惯的语言哈。
Okay, sing in your own language.
那么下面是欢迎和报告的时间。
Now it's time to welcome and make announcements.
那么我们跟往常一样，我们首先来欢迎第一次到我们中间的弟兄姊妹或者是朋友。
Let's welcome people who come here the first time today.
如果你今天是第一次来，麻烦你站起来给我们介绍一下你是谁，从哪里来。
If this is your first time to our church, we ask you to stand up and introduce yourself.
OK, 有没有今天是第一次在我们中间的。
Anybody?
欢迎你到我们中间。好，后面那位姐妹。欢迎你。那么如果没有的话，我们真的是欢迎你们到我们中间，我们也巴不得常与你们一道来敬拜我们的神。
Welcome to be with us, and we would like to have more fellowship time with you.
那么像刚才牧师曾经讲的，说我们弟兄的进食祷告会就很快就要开始了。
Like what Pastor just mentioned, the brothers fasting and prayer retreat is going to come up.
所以我们下面时间交给虎俊弟兄。
I'm going to give time to Brother Hu Jun to make that announcement.
弟兄姐妹好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们在四月四号周五晚上七点半开始我们弟兄进食祷告会。
The brother fasting and prayer retreat is going to start on April 4th.
可能有人会问说为什么要进食祷告。
Some people may ask, why do we need to fast in order to pray?
如果这个进食在英文里面叫 fasting, 如果你把它拆开的话会有两个字。
So in English it's called fasting, and then there's actually two words in that word.
那一个字叫一个是 fat, 一个是 thin.
The first part is fat, and the second part is thin.
所以第一个是说肥肉，第二个是唱歌。
对对 ，Yeah. The first part is talking about being fat, and the second part is talking about singing.
所以我们的进食祷告会就是说，希望我们借着唱歌，借着祷告。
So then, what it means by fasting and prayer is that we want to do it through prayer and singing.
能够减掉我们 physical 的 fat.
So then we cut off physical fat from our body.
让我们的 spiritual fat 能够得到增加。
So then we can increase our spiritual fat.
所以我觉得我很珍惜这样的就进食祷告会的时间，让我们能够有与弟兄姐妹各团体的弟兄姐妹一起有一个很深的交通。
I treasure this kind of time to be with other brothers together, so then we can know each other better.
所以具体的这个program 是在这个家宴里面。
So then in the insert, you'll see the details.
我们会就是周五晚上四月到周五晚七点半开始，然后到周六下午四月五号的下午三点钟结束。
It's going to start at 7:30 on April 4th, and it's going to last until the next day, the 5th, until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
所以我们会周五晚上会住在这里。
So we're gonna spend a night here.
我们必须注意的就是说我们除了携带这个圣经笔和纸以外，请大家就是弟兄姐妹愿意参加的话，带上你的睡袋和漱洗的这个用具。
So remember you have to bring your Bible, a piece of paper, and pens and some pens, and you also have to remember bring your sleeping bag and your personal hygiene items.
所以在下面的话有一个报名单，就是填上如果你愿意参加的话，填上你的姓名、电话和 email。
At the very bottom, you can fill it up with your name and your phone number and email to sign up.
然后你填完以后，你可以交给招待。
And you can give it back to the usher.
好，谢谢大家。
Thank you.
另外呢是艾保罗牧师那有新帮助我们教会的强化青少年事工，那么在下个主日的中饭以后，他会和所有青少年的家长有简短的交谈，那么请家长们预备时间。
Pastor Paulette, he is willing to help to strengthen our youth ministry, so he would like to spend some time with the parents of the youth in our church next week, so then they can talk about it.
好，那么另外的一些事项呢，包括读经运动，截止日是在四月底。
There's other announcements which includes the end of our Bible readathon, which is the end of April.
Yeah, 那么具体的情一些内容呢，可以跟那个 Amy 联系。
And we can leave the details and also ask Amy if you have any questions.
另外呢，也请大家为教会所急需聘用一位新员工这件事工呢祷告。
We also ask you to pray for our looking for a new staff in our church.
好，那么还有没有其他事情要补充报告
？Is there any other announcements?
我想我们有点时间，我跟大家报告一下戴敏菲姐妹的身体的情形。
We still have some time, so I would like to share with you about is happening with Sister Min Fei.
她在一个多礼拜之前被诊断有血癌。
About more than a week ago, she was diagnosed with leukemia.
一诊断确定就马上转到 Rochester 的医院去接受治疗。
Then as the diagnosis was confirmed, she was transferred to University of Rochester.
一开始第一个化疗是差不多一个礼拜，昨天完成了第一个阶段的化疗。
So the first session of chemotherapy has concluded yesterday, and that lasted for 1 week.
然后会休息一两个礼拜的时间，然后会再进行下一个阶段的化疗。
And then there will be a 1 to 2 weeks of break, and then she'll enter into the second session of chemotherapy.
我们还是很感谢神。
We thank God.
当然，一开始被诊断出来的时候，对任何人都是很大的冲击。
I'm sure this would be a great shock to anybody who is diagnosed with such a problem.
但是我太太和其他几位姐妹，到礼拜三到医院去看她的时候，看到她有一个非常积极的态度。
However, when myself, my wife, and some sisters went to visit her in the hospital on Wednesday, we saw that she is very peaceful.
我们也很感谢神，就是现在至少在血癌这方面的癌症，治愈率是比以前高得多。
We also thank God that the success rate of treating leukemia has been increased a lot.
也谢谢好多教会的弟兄姐妹家庭们，在这时候大家愿意轮流帮忙来照帮忙他们照顾他们两个小的双胞胎女儿。
And we also thank God for giving us loving families who are willing to extend their helping hand to take care of their two little twin daughters.
也感谢神，敏菲的爸妈终于买到机票，昨天晚上已经从台湾飞到Syracuse， 现在他们在 Rochester。
We also thank God that Minfei's parents are able to get air tickets.And then they actually departed yesterday from Taiwan already, and now they're in Rochester with Min Fei.
我们的了解，现在他们的计划是让敏菲的父亲，也就是住在 Rochester 那边就近照顾。
So then, according to our latest understanding, we know that they're planning on having Min Fei's father to stay close to Rochester so he can take care of her.
然后让敏菲住在伊萨卡，帮忙照顾两个双胞胎女儿。
So that Min Fei can stay
敏菲的妈妈，我想到
了。敏菲 's mother, well, 敏菲 's mother will stay in Ithaca, so she can take care of the two twin daughters.
那当然，她刚来，很多方面也不适应，还有时差，所以现在玉美在安排，我们至少帮他们安排头一个礼拜的这个饭食。
And they are just here. They're new in this area, and there's a lot of things that they don't know how to deal with. So our sister Amy is helping to make arrangements, so then we can.Help them with their meal.
我相信这也是神给我们教会的一个机会。
And I think this is an opportunity that opportunity that God gives to us.
让我们在这时候同心起来，来帮助这个家庭。
So that we can all rise up and to be helpful.
也在这个当中更深的经历到在神的大家庭里面的福气。
So that we can all experience the blessings that God is going to give us in this big family.
好，如果没有其他事情的话呢，我们一起去用来上分。
It's all right for doxology.
Able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, throughout all generations, forever and ever. 神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得到荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿门，请坐。
我们在会后预有简便的午餐。
Lunch is provided after the worship.
那么也欢迎大家留下来，我们有更多的交通。
We welcome everybody to stay to share the lunch and fellowship with each other.
那我们现在先在这地方，我们先为我们的午饭祷告。
Let's pray for lunch first.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Jesus, we thank you.
我们真是谢谢你在今天让我们能够奉你的名在地方来敬拜你。
We thank you for giving us the opportunity to worship you according to your name.
我们也感谢你为我们预备桌上的饮食。
We thank you for providing us lunch.
也求你来洁净这些饮食。
We ask you to cleanse it.
也求你来保守我们交通的时间。
And to watch over our conversations and fellowship.
我们这样子祷告奉靠你自己的名。
We pray in your precious name.
默祷之后，我们散会。
You can be dismissed after silent meditation.